verse keeps running through my mind that God wanted us to know that it's not just being Christian, but He wants to call us deeper into relationship with Himself. And when we do approach that and go deeper and closer to Him, there's something called mysteries of the kingdom of God. There are keys in the kingdom. And when we latch on to one of those and get them, it changes how we walk in Christianity. It changes our relationship to our Heavenly Father. So we want to pursue those keys of the kingdom. We want to pursue the mysteries of the kingdom of God, because as we do, our life will never be the same. And in the verse from the calendar today is one of those keys to the kingdom. Let's share it. If they obey and serve Him, they will spend the rest of their days in prosperity and their years in contentment. One of the translations says they will live their life on easy street. If you just look at this, well, no, I'm not going to say if you do. I'm going to give my own story. If I do, I look at it and I get depressed first off. If I obey Him and serve Him, I'll spend my days in prosperity. You know, not a chance. No way. I don't obey Him fully. I don't serve Him fully. I try. But it just looks like, oh gosh, I'll never have prosperity in years and contentment. Ha ha. But if you search Him out about a verse, and if you go to Him and say, God, this depresses me instead of makes me hopeful. That's what I did this morning. I said, Lord, there's something in this verse that I don't just look at that and say, oh, hallelujah. He says, search it out, Sherry. So I did. And when I did, and when I went into the Hebrew words, it completely changed the meaning of the verse for me. So this is why it's good to have a strong concordance, and it's good to look up words. I highly recommend it, or even a dictionary sometimes. Webster's 1828 is a fantastic dictionary to have alongside your Bible when you do your Bible reading. What does obey mean? Obey in Hebrew means to hear intelligently. Oh, it isn't just obey. Okay, it means to call together carefully. To hear with the implication of giving attention to. To diligently discern. To give ear. It also is obedient. To perceive and to understand. A whole new meaning to the verse for me. It doesn't just mean obey. If I really hear God, if I really give attention to Him, if you really give attention to what He's saying, isn't it easier to obey?
Sure.
Yeah. So the key for me isn't just obedience. The key, the mystery in this verse is giving ourselves to hearing Him. Giving ourselves to really paying attention to Him. To having our eyes fixed on Him. Then the obedience comes more naturally. The obedience isn't a struggle. When I really hear God and I know He wants me to do something, I can't do anything else. I have to do that thing. Right? So it puts a different spin on it. And then, and serve Him. I love this. And serve Him. Yes, it means to work, to be enslaved. Yeah, does that, to be a husbandman, to bring to pass, to become a servant, and to be a worshiper. Whoa! Yeah! Serve Him! I can be a worshiper. When I am being a worshiper, I don't have to worry about serving Him. I am serving Him. When I have within me a spirit of worship, my eyes are fixed on Him, and then I automatically, you hear what I'm saying? If we hear Him, if we worship Him, I can't be mucking around in sin and worshiping Him at the same time. It doesn't work, because when you start to worship, you get caught up in Him, and you get your eyes fixed on Him. I am so glad that he's given us keys to the kingdom. I am so glad that he's given us verses and a depth to be able to search out those verses so then we can walk more closely with him. So I feel like I got to open the key of the kingdom, and what a delight to share it with you. So when you get a verse during the week, give me a call. Give Pastor Kev a call. Share the mysteries of the kingdom with us, because it helps us all walk closer to Jesus. So let's keep our eyes on the good things. Let's stand and say this great verse together. If they obey and serve him, they will spend the rest of their days in prosperity and their years in contentment. I love it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. And we're going to start that worshiping right now. Worship and let everything else fall beside. Enter into his presence.